groundhog is often caught between being a celebrity and a villain. Today we rely on weather creature Punxsutawney Phil's shadow to forecast the seasons. But next month we'll grumble as his relatives make meals of our carefully planted spring vegetables. Known by many names, including the woodchuck, the whistle pig, the land beaver, and the mouse bear, the groundhog is more than a weather prognosticator. It's the largest member of the squirrel family and one of 14 species of marmots. And it lives a feast or famine existence, gorging itself all summer long to build up plentiful fat reserves. Groundhogs are true hibernators. They enter a deep, coma-like sleep in October and will be emerging in the next month or so. During hibernation, a groundhog's body temperature drops by more than half, from 99 degrees Fahrenheit to as low as 37. For comparison, we humans go into mild hypothermia when our body temperatures drop by a mere 3 degrees. We lose consciousness at 82 and face death at 70 degrees. But the groundhog is a master of hibernation. Its heartbeat even slows exponentially, from 80 beats per minute to just 5. During this roughly 150-day time without eating, groundhogs survive on the fat reserves that they accumulate from their hefty summer and fall diets. This solitary and roly-poly rodent is considered an herbivore. It eats clover, dandelions, and bark. The ones by my home also eat the tops off the carrots and nearly all my spring beans and peas. It's no wonder, though. Amazingly, a groundhog can pack in more than a pound of vegetation in one sitting. That's comparable to a 150-pound person scarfing down a 15-pound steak without leaving the table. To accommodate their bodacious appetites, groundhogs grow upper and lower incisors that can withstand incredible wear and tear. Luckily, their teeth grow a 1/16 of an inch each week to recover from the near-constant use. But even more impressive than their dental decadence are their burrows. Groundhog homes are incredibly complex. 6 feet underground and meandering for similar distances in all directions, most burrows have their own bathroom chambers, summer lounges, and master bedrooms for winter hibernation. There are usually at least 2 exits, but often nearly a dozen. The average groundhog excavates 700 pounds of dirt digging just one den, and a single groundhog may have 5 dens scattered across its territory, moving in and out of them as crops, predators, and weather change. Burrows provide groundhogs with their chief means of evading enemies, because the rotund little guys are too slow to escape most predators in a dead heat. Groundhogs have a top speed of only 8 miles per hour, while a hungry fox may hit 25. Their burrows are also important shelter resources for the same hungry fox, opossum, raccoon, and skunk. Those animals do not dig their own burrows, but simply occupy those of other animals. Every Groundhog Day shows that groundhogs may not actually be the best spring predictors, but they do start to emerge from their dens this month when it's still quite cold. Only the males wake up and wander around their 2 to 3 acre territories to get a head start on reproduction. The males will make house calls to female burrows, but research suggests that mating usually doesn't take place at this time. Scientists believe the visits just let the animals get to know one another so they can get right down to the business of breeding when they emerge for good in March. In the spring, females welcome a litter of perhaps a half dozen newborns, which she'll keep with her for several months. Like her, they'll grow to be expert eaters and brilliant burrow builders. You can learn more about our native groundhogs through your closest nature center or from explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot. Happy Groundhog Day!